dawn and the wind darkens against me, but I wander on this path I've flown for 2,000 years. I am that mystery enigma bird that resolved itself out from the weird. I am that mystery enigma bird that you've heard about from old. Cold, bitter truth that bites against me at night, at dawn, on the frosty midday. That cold, bitter curse that crawls away and falls away. That ancient misery that cuts in the heart.
Welcome back to OMD. You just heard Napeye's brand new stuff from their latest release, The Neon Gate. It's their fifth studio album that was released in October. We listened to Dark Mystery Enigma Bird from it. We also had some stuff from Ombigeezy. The song was called ZB from Shame. Le Hey Babies, brand new stuff from Tinta Mare. The song was called Soyez Fier. And then Chloe Doucette before that with Driving and Coercion by Talking Violet. And we've got some more stuff coming up for you for your listening pleasure. We're going to listen to some stuff from La Securité called Detour, the Megaphonic Thrift after that with Miss Mystery. We'll also listen to Pass the Hatchet by Quivers and end our day, I think, with some Acid Coffin by the band Diary. Thanks for tuning into Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark. I hope my voice will be fully recovered from my cold next week. But I look forward to spinning more music, of course, with you then. And I hope you enjoy the last songs for this program. Stay tuned for more great stuff. And don't forget to visit cfrc.ca and make your donation today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. bird note. Holiday cards often feature gorgeous red cardinals against a snowy landscape. So it's easy to assume the birds have always been a colorful presence in bleak northern winters. But cardinals used to be southern birds. In fact, they were rarely seen north of Pennsylvania. By the second half of the 20th century, though, they were being spotted year-round throughout New York, and they were nesting as far north as Maine, the northern Midwest, and even southern Canada. There are three key reasons for the cardinal's northern march. Rising temperatures have reduced snowfall, so cardinals can continue to forage for food on the ground during winter months. Then there's human development. Cardinals are drawn to suburban habitat, so as people convert forests and prairies to cul-de-sacs, the birds soon follow. And finally, backyard bird feeders. By supplying birdseed, we humans help cardinals survive the harsh winters of higher latitudes. By the 1980s, as if to fully cement the bird's new turf, its official name was changed from just cardinal to northern cardinal. But the southeastern states, topped by Louisiana, still have the most cardinals per acre. The redbird, as southerners call it, will always be a southerner. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain, BC, we are CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are diverse, independent, and yours.